This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi made a new effort Wednesday to reach agreement on a long-stalled coronavirus relief package before Congress adjourns so lawmakers can campaign ahead of the November 3rd presidential election. The two discussed details of the aid plan that could send more money to American families and businesses, restore unemployment aid to millions of unemployed workers laid off because of the virus pandemic, provide assistance to state and local governments, and offer liability protection to businesses. The sticking point in the discussions is the extent of the aid. The United States Wednesday blacklisted what it called key enablers of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's government, reinforcing efforts to push Damascus back to UN-led negotiations to end Syria's nearly 10-year civil war. The United States imposed sanctions on an additional 13 entities and 6 individuals, including the governor of the Central Bank of Syria, in this fresh round of sanctions aimed at cutting off revenue for Assad's government. A crackdown by Assad on protesters in 2011 led to the civil war, with Iran and Russia backing the government and the United States supporting the opposition. Wednesday, U.S. President Donald Trump's administration slapped sanctions on a powerful Cuban general and business leader in its latest move to heap pressure on the communist island weeks ahead of the elections. The Treasury Department took action against Luis Alberto Rodriguez Lopez Calleja, a son-in-law of former President Raul Castro, who heads a conglomerate with wide economic interest, including hotels affiliated with the military. Under the order, any assets of Lopez Calleja in the United States will be frozen and any transactions with him subject to U.S. prosecution. This is VOA News. After their chaotic debate debut, President Trump and Joe Biden are taking their message to the Midwest. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Maybe I shouldn't say this.
Biden says he can understand if Americans were turned off by the debate, especially the president's conduct.
A national embarrassment.
During a whistle-stop tour through Ohio and Pennsylvania, Biden says the nation saw the real Trump, one who makes everything about himself.
He didn't speak to you or your concerns or the American people even once.
The president's heading to Minnesota after spending the morning playing up his debate performance on Twitter and writing, "Biden will destroy our country." Sagar Magani, Washington.
Azerbaijan vowed to pursue military action against Armenian separatists Wednesday in the breakaway Nagorno-Karabakh region until there's a full Armenian withdrawal from the disputed territory. The two sides are engaged in the heaviest fighting in years over the enclave, an ethnic Armenian province that broke away from Azerbaijan in the 1990s during the collapse of the Soviet Union. The long simmering conflict erupted Sunday with both sides blaming each other. Wednesday, Armenia and Azerbaijan rejected international calls for a halt to fighting and negotiations. Nearly 100 people are confirmed to have died in the flare-up. Wednesday, Hungary's justice minister called a European Union report on the rule of law absurd and false and blasted its sources as biased. The annual commission's rule of law report raised concerns about judicial independence in Hungary as well as in Poland, an assessment Hungary's justice minister dismissed. And he insisted sources for the report came from civil society organizations funded by Hungarian-born U.S. philanthropist George Soros, and that the groups have been unfriendly to the Hungarian government. The minister defended media freedom in Hungary as well, which the report took issue with. Sierra Leonean anti-corruption investigators requested to interview ex-president Ernest Karamo Wednesday, a spokesperson said, after the government pledged to recover funds allegedly embezzled under his watch. The move follows the end of a year-long graft probe into Karamo and his former ministers in March, which found funds worth tens of millions of dollars remain unaccounted for. Sierra Leone's current president pledged this month to claw back any misappropriated funds. Wednesday, the West African State's Anti-Corruption Commission requested to quiz Karamo in person October 5th, the body's spokesman said. Monday, the Justice Ministry banned the ex-president and several other former ministers from leaving the country. In Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.